96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Happy Father's Day, Mom. Yeah, you heard correctly. Some single mothers want to be recognized on this coming Sunday for Father's Day. Yes, single mothers want to be recognized for Father's Day, claiming it for themselves. What's behind that? Is this appropriate? Well, joining me to hash this issue out are Elle Devine, author of the drama series novels. She believes single mothers should celebrate and be recognized on Father's Day. And Jenks Morton, filmmaker and social activist, he says single mothers should not celebrate Father's Day. So what do you think? The lines are open. I want to hear from you. Give me a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Certainly, you can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher. Friend me if you want, or you can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. You've been doing it all day. Okay, ladies first. Elle, are you crazy?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
What did you see? Look at that. See, that's the problem right there, Jank. She said, what did you say? I said, are you crazy? Why do you want to celebrate Father's Day? You're a single mom. Okay, I get it. But Father's Day, really? Come on. Why?
Well, hi, how are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Good. And no, I am not crazy. I'm quite sane.
Okay.
And also, I just didn't hear you.
Okay, I know. I'm just
so
messing
I apologize
with you.
For that.
Don't worry about it.
However, it's not necessarily. One thing I did hear you say in the intro was that we want to celebrate Father's Day, and I just want to clarify and go on the record, at least speaking for myself and for single mothers like myself that I know, we never intended to become a single mother. So to say that we want to celebrate Father's Day is not quite the way I would describe it. It's more about the children wanting to celebrate the fact that mom does the work of two parents. And it actually takes more than two parents to raise a child, right? It takes grandparents and aunties and uncles and, you know, friends and neighbors and all of that. So whether or not we want to celebrate it is really not the issue. It's whether or not our children are missing out if it is not acknowledged. Because I don't think ignoring it is healthy.
Jenks?
The way some people do.
Jenks, what do you think about that?
I have no idea what she just said. I'm trying to understand what is. So what I have seen through, you know, the Twitter feed, the Facebook feed, and this happens every year, is that there are single mothers who want a hat tip on Father's Day. They want to be acknowledged, accepted, validated as doing the role of both mothers and fathers. And just, you know, from the clinical side of what I do, you know, psychologically, sociologically, physiologically, and even spiritually, you're not a father. You can never be a father. You can't do what we do. And if you've had a father, we don't complain much. We don't ask for much. We don't even really, you know, this opposite conversation doesn't even happen. But you don't see the father, the single dad, clamoring for a recognition on Mother's Day. It's just that we have to understand the pathos behind what's really, I believe, what's going on with this. And we've got people that are in situations that where they didn't ask to be there. They're still hurting from those situations and, you know, still looking for, you know, empathy and ethos from all of us. But, you know, it's a mute argument with me. It's just, you know, a mother can never be a father, and it really should stop right there.
Okay, so let me back up here, Elle Devine, because you said that the children want to recognize single mothers, their single mothers, for doing double duty, for doing the work of both. Is that correct?
I'm telling you from my experience.
Right. So tell me about the experience. How many children do you have?
I have two.
You have two boys, girls, one of each?
Both. I have a daughter and a son.
Okay. How old are they?
My daughter's 11. My son is 9.
Okay. So how did this happen? Give me the short version of the tale. What did your son or daughter say to you about Father's Day?
Well, I mean, it's more of what their school said.
Their school?
You know, for example, there was a, you know, father-daughter dance, and, you know, my daughter comes home, and she really wasn't sad about it. It was just that, oh, well, I guess, you know, I'm not going to that kind of thing. And when Father's Day rolls around, you know, there used to be this kind of vacancy. And, you know, I'm not going to tell you my tale because we're not here to talk about how I became a single parent. But
go ahead. I understand.
Just to address I don't know what you would call them, but my counterpart for the most part. When I was in graduate school at UCLA for educational psychology, I was in a developmental psychology course. And one of the main things that always bothered me was there was this thought concept between the attachment theory and why underprivileged, quote-unquote, minority children were more prone to having issues with attachment because their mothers are working, and so they don't have healthy attachments. Well, to me, that negates our entire community. That negates the fact that you do have people who step in and help out. I'm not saying I want to be a father. I'm not a father. I'm very, very happy being a woman and being a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And if there were a father figure in their lives, of course, I bow down to that person to sustain that role. However, my children should not feel that they don't have the best of everything that can be provided for them here in this home. I am not in the business of gaining sympathy. I'm not in the business of, I think he said that, you know, we're rolling around, and it makes it seem like we got a cape on and we're trying to say, hey, you know, we want to be dads. No, I'm really good.
Well, hold
I'm
that
very
point.
Happy to be where I am.
Well, Eldivine, hold on. Hold that point for me because I've got to take a break because I want to be clear about, you know, what happened and what we should do about it if our children bring this issue up. Stay with us. We're talking about single moms claiming Father's Day. 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're asking, should single mothers celebrate and claim Father's Day as their own? My guests are Elle Devine, author of the Drama High series novels. She believes single mothers should celebrate or perhaps be recognized on Father's Day. And Jenks Morton, filmmaker and social activist, he says no way. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Elle Devine, I've not forgotten about you, certainly, but I want to get some phone calls, and a lot of folks want to get in, and I want to make sure that we get a few in before we need to take a break again. I promise if you're on the line, I will take your phone calls even after 7:30, so please don't hang up. Will, calling from Upper Marlboro, what's on your mind?
Yes, I feel like fathers should be able to celebrate Father's Day if they put in the work to be recognized as a father. You don't get to spend all the day doing nothing and then mysteriously just show up on Father's Day and expect all the reward.
Okay.
Fathers who are out there doing everything they can on their own should get the recognition.
Hmm. Okay. Good point, Will. Thank you so much. Earl, calling from Baltimore. You said women shouldn't celebrate Father's Day. Why do you say that?
Good evening. Yes, I agree with your caller. I'm sorry, I forgot the names already. Who says that women or mothers should not be recognized on Father's Day, and I do agree with that. You can only be a mother or a father. You cannot be both. They already have their Mother's Day, the holiday known as Mother's Day, on which they get the recognition. So you can't celebrate both. I mean, you can't have both Father's Day and Mother's Day. So it seems really ridiculous, unnecessary, and senseless to me when I hear women saying they should be recognized on Father's Day because I don't agree with that. You're not a father. You're a mother.
Mm-hmm.
You can't play both roles. Even if you are a single parent, you are still only one parent. And you can't claim the role of both a mother and a father. And I think that sociologically, we have been brainwashed into believing that you can play both roles. And that's just simply not true. It's not right. And it's not the case. So, no, I don't agree with that. And I was raised in the house with both a mother and a father, so maybe I'm biased about that. But, no, I sincerely don't agree with that.
Earl, thank you so much for your phone call. If you are on the phone, that includes Scott calling from Suitland, Glenn calling from Waldorf, please stay on the line. You will be able to hear the program. If you want to get in on this conversation, the lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is in for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation about single moms claiming Father's Day. We'll be back in just a bit.